This is Wade Ransky with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. A group of up to 300 hospitals, most nonprofits, are combining to figure out a way to manufacture generic drugs because of their dissatisfaction with pricing and availability of drugs for their facilities. In a suit filed against the New Orleans District Attorney's Office in at least 45 prosecutions dating to the 1970s, the lawsuit says the District Attorney's Office possessed evidence that could have helped the accused but failed to disclose it. In 9 of those cases, appeals courts have overturned convictions after the evidence was uncovered. The Huffington Post days of encouraging everyday citizens to report on the news is over. It said it was immediately dissolving its self-publishing contributors platform, which has mushroomed to include 100,000 writers. Lebanon is gearing up for its first national election since 2009, a vote that will test the strength of traditional leaders. A new electoral law makes it much easier for outsiders to gain seats in parliament. In the latest distraction of the White House, John Kelly, chief of staff and former general, says the president's position has evolved on the border wall and it may not all be a piece of construction. And Trump tweeted the morning after the report that his position has not evolved and that a wall is a wall. Okay, higher local and state minimum wages are improving the market for hospitality workers, a new report from the payroll company ADP finds. The report, which measures economic vitality for workers, shows that workers in hospitality who switch jobs increase their wages by 6.3% compared to an average of 4.9% across all industries in 2016-17. Information workers had similarly higher wages at 6.2%, while education and healthcare workers saw a 5.8% gain. Out of 238 applications for its new 50,000 worker second headquarters, Amazon has narrowed the list to 20 cities: Miami, Atlanta, Boston, New York, Chicago, Indianapolis, Columbus, Ohio, Los Angeles, Dallas, and Austin, Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, Washington, D.C., Montgomery County, Maryland, Nashville, Newark, Northern Virginia, and Raleigh, North Carolina. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.